Only a small number of states have aid in dying or death with dignity laws that would allow terminally ill patients to end their lives, and Connecticut supporters want that option too. Legislators are considering a new bill that would do that here, but as Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, residents against the idea say it'll put certain groups of people in a dangerous situation.
Sharon Hines knows what's coming if she doesn't beat her stage 4 lung cancer, and she says it's not something she wants to live through to the very end.
Along with all the symptoms that come with an end-stage lung cancer diagnosis, including struggling to breathe, pain issues, there's so many things that can happen that I know that having medical aid in dying as an option actually provides me with what I consider a much more peaceful and gentle death.
Hines lives in Middletown and has been an oncology nurse practitioner for more than 30 years. She's among a group of residents and advocates pushing for the state to adopt an aid in dying law, which will let doctors prescribe a lethal dose of medication to terminally ill patients who want to end their lives. For Hines, the fight is personal. Her cancer has already spread to her brain, where it's growing. She's in a clinical trial for new treatment, but if that fails and there are no other options, she says she would rather use aid in dying before experiencing the harshest symptoms of her disease. She's prepared to move to a state that currently allows the practice to do that, which she says
makes me angry to even have to think about that, that at the end of my life, I have to take on the burden of moving, leaving our home. I was born in Connecticut. I went to school in Connecticut, did all my college education here in Connecticut, married a Connecticut lifelong resident. We raised our son here. And that I can't die here because I don't have access to medical aid in dying is absolutely unjust.
Connecticut is one of 16 states that have introduced aid in dying or death with dignity legislation so far this year. Seven states in the District of Columbia currently have provisions in place. Qualified patients include residents who have 6 months or less to live because they're in the final stages of an incurable medical condition. Patients would have to be medically competent to make an aid in dying request. They would also need at least two doctors and two witnesses to sign off on it. Supporters say those provisions protect residents from outside interference or persuasion on their decision, but disability rights activist Kathy Ludlum doesn't believe they're the best safeguard.
The last thing we need is for practitioners to have in the back of their minds, I don't know how you live the way you live. Maybe it's time for aid in dying.
Ludlum is the co-founder of Second Thoughts Connecticut, a grassroots organization that views aid in dying as assisted suicide. Ludlum is disabled and confined to a wheelchair with limited mobility. She says others like her may disproportionately suffer discrimination if this bill is passed.
Many of us with severe and obvious disabilities tend to be thought of prematurely by medical practitioners as having reached a final stage where death might be expected in the near future.
Legislators have tried and failed to pass similar bills in the past, but last week its supporters were more hopeful than in previous years. A big reason for that is because the Connecticut State Medical Society has decided to remain neutral on the topic. In the past, it was one of the leading opponents to aid in dying legislation. Representative Jonathan Steinberg says it shows how things are changing within the medical field.
There are probably even the majority of physicians who will not feel comfortable choosing to participate in this aid in dying process. But there are more and more physicians who understand, consistent with the broader understanding of the Hippocratic Oath, that helping people maintain the quality of life they want and make their own informed medical decisions is consistent with their role as physicians.
The State Public Health Committee heard testimony on the bill Monday. It has not yet been scheduled for a vote. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.